to be members of ISIS were picked up in Istanbul. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Yankee Air Museum has launched its registration website and is recruiting women from the entire region to reclaim the Guinness World Record for largest gathering of Rosie the Riveters. This massive event is slated for Saturday, October 14th, and will be held at Eastern Michigan University's Convocation Center, 799 North Hewitt Road in Ypsilanti. The event opens at 9 a.m., but participants can arrive as late as 11 a.m. to be part of the gathering. The museum is hosting the event to celebrate women in the workforce and to inspire youthful generations with the We Can Do It spirit that was so prevalent in Michigan, the crucible of the arsenal of democracy during World War II. There is no cost to attend this event, and doors will open at 9 a.m. In order to be counted in the world record gathering, participants are asked to arrive no later than 11 a.m. Women of all ages are encouraged to attend. Participants must register for the activity at yankeeairmuseum.org. Join Forever Families for an evening to celebrate 20 years of giving children families forever. Since 1997, Forever Families has been committed to providing nurturing, loving homes for children in need. Guests are invited to celebrate this milestone while strengthening the agency's mission to help children in the community. Guests will enjoy a cocktail reception, delicious buffet dinner, silent auction, great music, and dancing. Cocktail attire. All proceeds from the event support Forever Family's mission and continuous commitment to provide education, preparation, and support to ensure safe, loving, permanent homes for children in need. For more information, visit forever-families.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com.
The views, opinions, and content of this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its management.
Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
You got it? Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to The Drift. We're on the air.
Oh, Jesus. I pointed at you.
Technical difficulties, folks. Computer, technical difficulties.
Jacked up some. All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift here at Wham! Talk 1600.
Want to start
it's
over?
It's going to be one of those days. We're not starting over. It's going to be one of those days.
It's so funny. I'm the operations guy, but I can't remember the password for that room because I haven't worked in that room since Ted was alive.
Oh, dear me.
You're aging all of us, Dan. That's what's happening. Well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news.
You need to know.
Yes.
That you we did that different, too. You're going to throw me off all show?
The whole show is going to be completely wrong at this point.
I'm here. It's going to be all wrong.
Okay, we got a scapegoat. That's great. That's a start.
Dan. All right. Well, Ipsy Ed Bondarecka joining me in studio, and we've got a ton of stuff to talk about, and of course, Your views matter. 734-822-1600. You want to call in with your opinions on any of the subjects that we've got to talk about or that you want to talk about, please. It's your show as well as ours, so feel free to call in. 734-822-1600.
And we have the 7-second button.
Yeah. Great. Well, I'm going to take care of our sponsor first. If you're looking to have hearing problems fixed,
what?
Or if you don't know that you
what?
Have a hearing problem, call the Hearing Clinic, 810-225-2205. Amy Arnold.
You need to say that louder.
You know what it is? It's this microphone, which is the
it's
absolute
a joke,
word.
Gary. It's a joke.
You guys
he didn't get
already?
Rick's joke either.
You guys are killing me, man. You're throwing me all off.
Oh, yeah, it's like the dirt.
All right, how about I just go home?
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, 810-225-2205. Stop. You're killing me, man. I'm not going to be able to get through
you're
this.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls. 810-225-2205 is the Brighton office. There's also an office in Farmington. And Amy is a great lady. She'll help you out. You get some complimentary hearing tests and some other stuff. So if you're getting a little older, like Ed and I.
Hey.
You might want to go get your hearing checked and see if you might need hearing aids. I think, and I might. You know.
I know I do. You stand next to the drummer, and your amp is on your other side of you for a few years. You're just lost.
Oh yeah, I same. You and Theron probably both are doing a little hearing loss. So
I'm finding it hard to hear the collision avoidance voice in my car anymore. But she keeps telling me I need to get hearing.
There you go.
That'd be Sherry.
All right, 810-225-2205. That's the Hearing Clinic. Make sure you give them a call. All right, so if you miss the show live, you can catch it at talkamericaradio.us Saturday and Sunday evenings.
What about Spreaker?
You can also catch it on Spreaker and SoundCloud and YouTube. And, of course, it's always archived at thedailydrift.com.
It's on YouTube? I didn't comb my hair.
There's no video. We have the faces for radio, Dan.
We can't get monetized on YouTube because of their new policy, so why bother?
We could, maybe.
Well, a lot of people are losing their monetization because of their conservative views. This is hate speech.
Mm. Yeah, well, I
never figured out how to monetize anyway. I mean, people will watch me playing the bass. I'm not making any money on
it. Have you done it naked yet? I bet you'd make a lot of money.
Not looking like me.
When they start posting ads on your video, you're going to get monetized. That's when you know you've made the big time.
How do you do that? Do you have to ask YouTube to monetize you?
I think you get to a point and they just start doing it.
Oh, yeah.
How do they know where to send the cash?
I don't know. I'm sure they have to come
There's an email associated with your YouTube account. They'll find you.
I've never had more than, a couple hundred views on anything, so it doesn't really matter. Anyways.
Yep. Now, my cat got like 500 views.
Well, there you go. That should have been monetized, dude. You should have been able to
Maybe
get
Maybe that's
something.
Why the cat took off to Barcelona.
keep
I'm
it
not
going to
get through
in.
This show. All right. Well, so the first thing, let's just do some updates of news, shall we? Because before we get into the DACA thing, because I know everybody's going to want to call in and talk DACA, and I know everybody's mad at Trump and blah, blah, blah. We'll get into that. But let's 3 terror attacks, right? We had London yesterday, but what probably that overshadowed was the 2 in mm-hmm. Paris. A soldier was stabbed in Paris by an Islamic radical, and then a mother and child were also stabbed.
I thought the soldier was a hammer attack, but maybe
you're right. No, okay. it was the mother and daughter were the hammer, and the soldier was stabbed.
Got it.
Yeah. How pathetic is it that we're actually talking about this many, and we're confusing the method of attack?
And the mayor of London a while back, if you remember, during the last big bombing, said, "Oh, you just got to get used to it. This is Europe today. You just got to get used to it."
Yeah.
And now in this one, he's saying, "This is outrageous. We can't stand for this." Surprised he didn't give out the, we're just going to get used to it, which appears what we're supposed to do. Just it's going to happen because they're not changing their policies.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Europe is lost in my book. I hope they can pull their fans out of the fire because, frankly, I don't know that they should be counting on us to come save them this time. We've done 2. Don't really want to go back and do a third one. You know what I mean? So Europe, you better get your...
Poland, Czechoslovakia, Eastern Europe is resisting, and they seem to be doing it successfully so far, but they're going to have to do an exit from the EU if they're going to keep that up.
Well, yeah, and then you're surrounded by Europe-stan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. People better wake up. I mean, it's just a matter of lifestyle. I'm not saying all Muslims are bad or anything like that, but there's certainly a cultural difference, and unless your culture is surviving, it's a problem.
There's good culture, there's bad culture. All cultures are not equal.
That is correct. Okay, so then missile launch was another biggie, right?
Yeah.
Missile launch.
That's
action.
Getting boring. What, again?
Again? Well, here's what's driving me crazy about this. Japan made such a big... Aren't you violating Japanese airspace, mm-hmm. or is it so far over the atmosphere that it doesn't count? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there had to be a violation of Japanese airspace mm-hmm. both times now. And they're talking about one of the articles I read. I didn't put this one on the Daily Drift. Most of them you can find. But this one was stating that they are literally training the people of Japan to seek cover quickly.
Yeah, there were alarms going off on this last one. I saw a video on TV of the sirens going off, people told to take cover.
Yeah, I mean...
Now, you know what? Anytime somebody does something where you have to warn your populace to take cover because of the result of it, that is virtually an act of war.
Yeah, and you know what? Even though the Japanese have not had, they've had a defense force, but no standing army for years, I got to believe they are technologically as proficient as anybody can be, maybe not as good as us because we haven't given it to them yet. But I'm betting that in a war between Japan and North Korea, you know who's going to win that one, right?
Their defense forces are rather offensive. Can be offensive, let's put it that way. They don't offend me.
Yeah,
We have a lot of direct cooperation between our military and theirs. And we're actually, it's on the brink of giving them nukes. Not that that's going to help much in that area of influence, because if they nuke North Korea, it's all drifts back to them.
Yeah, yeah. And, that's obviously a big, big concern, and we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Is this guy just absolutely crazy? What is his end game? I can't believe he's just a psychopath. Right?
I can. I really can. There's nothing else that explains it. It's like I think he's in this odd position of being forced to do what he's doing, or he loses his grip on the society, and then his whole regime comes tumbling down. It's like he's being forced by past activity to keep pushing this limit of self-destruction because there's no going back for him.
Yeah, but here's what astounds me. Thinking of Korea, that this young man, he's still a young man, probably, mm-hmm. I don't know how old, 20s, late,
I think he's
late
in his 20s.
20s still, surrounded by very powerful generals. And does he keep them so divided amongst themselves that they can't just say, we're done with you, and cut him off at the knees?
Anybody could have his own brother killed, can have any and he has had generals taken out.
Yeah, I guess. It's just amazing. Well, why don't we run into a break, Dan? And when we come back, we're going to talk about the riots in St. Louis, and then we'll get into DACA after that. And if you got a phone, something you want to call in, 734-822-1600, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to The Drift on WAAM, Wham Radio.
Get ready to roll. It's Firekeeper's Bankroll Giveaway, Saturday, September 30th. 13 winners will share up to $170,000 in cash and prizes, with a guaranteed grand prize of $25,000 cash and a chance to roll your way to 50K. Every 2 hours starting at 2 p.m., three players will each win $5,000 in Red Hot credits, then roll to win even more, up to $5,000 cash. And at 10 p.m., it's the grand prize, $25,000 cash guaranteed, with a chance to win an additional $25,000. Earn entries every day for the Bankroll Giveaway on September 30th. That's excitement you can bank on. Firekeepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Get ready, get sent, get your Vegas on. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Firekeeperscasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
Do you know who you're letting into your home? You can trust Rourke Plumbing to take care of your family and your home as they would their own. Rourke Plumbers are expertly trained, professional, courteous, and ready to serve you. They stand behind their work with a 2-year guarantee on all repairs. The mission at Rourke Plumbing and Piping Service is to provide a trusting relationship with clients by taking care of the problem promptly, professionally, respectfully, and neatly.
I'm Linda Hughes, General Manager of Wham Radio, and recently we decided to put our money where our advertisers are and called Rourke Plumbing when
we had a problem at home. Not only were they indeed the cleanest, neatest plumbers in town, and yes, they were wearing the little booties, they also were extremely knowledgeable and professional. They knew exactly what the issue was and how to fix it. They got a tough job done fast and done right, and we were back to normal with very little downtime. I very confidently recommend Keith Rourke at Rourke Plumbing for all your business and home plumbing needs.
Call Rourke Plumbing at 734-665-6369 or visit RourkePlumbing.com.
Hello, sweetheart. You've heard of Glock, right? Outstanding! Now I want you to come out to your local Glock Day. Glock wants you to see their full line of products. Glock products are combat proven. Now, why wouldn't you want a piece of that? Unless you're some kind of commie, that is. At the Glock Day, there will be a drawing for a free pistol. And a Glock armor will be on hand to answer any questions you might have.
Don't miss the Glock's Day at the firing line, September 29th through October 1st. Gen 3 Glocks on sale starting at $499. Gen 4's at $539. With every Glock purchase, you receive free Glock ear and eye protection and 1 month pistol range pass with firearm purchase. The firing line is located at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland. Or you can visit online at firinglineguns.com or call 734-326-7320. That's 734-326-7320.
Don't get your identity ripped off. Go to Gail's UPS store in Canton and get those papers shredded. Gail goes the extra mile to protect your privacy. She oversees all shredding services by having it done on-site by Iron Mountain. Did you catch what I just said? Gail pays extra to make sure your papers are shredded at her store instead of somewhere else. So clean out the basement, your file cabinets, and even that walk-in closet you can't get into anymore. No appointment needed, so bring as much as you've got. Gail's UPS has you covered.
Gail's UPS store, 43311 Joy Road by Morton Taylor in Canton, in the Coventry Commons Shopping Center. Owner Gail Berry offers shipping services and supplies, mailbox rentals, digital printing, notary services, and document shredding. Gail's UPS has mailboxes available with special pricing for 6 and 12-month leases. Mention WHAM for 10% off your shipping.
Gail's UPS store in Canton, 734-455-1313.
You're listening to The Drift on WHAM Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And
Gary, that's the Sennheiser that's sitting off from the other side of the table. Bring the RE20 that you're actually supposed to talk into over. Oh, well, let me turn it up to that one then. Nobody told me.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Serenity now. Serenity now.
Serenity now.
Yeah, the first half of the show you were talking into the main microphone.
Yeah, I tried it, but it sounds terrible, like it always does.
You've got to be kidding me. That's an RE20. Sennheisers are the dog food microphone of the world.
You've told me this for 6 years now, and for 6 years it always sounds bad when use that, when I play it later on.
But that's because
I'm sure it's my fault.
Sennheiser.
That's because you don't have an awesome voice like me.
I can talk low like Dad.
But wait, there's more. Yeah.
Mm. Yes. Okay, so let's take care of a little business. If you are dealing with rotten dock in your lakeside home or at your marina, it's time to get it out for the last time. Get yourself some new dock at Claves Marina, 734-426-4532. Now is the time to buy your dock for next spring. Get rid of that old nasty dock and buy some new stuff. You can reach them, 734-426-4532, or go to clavesmarina.com, K-L-A-V-E-S, marina.com, and get yourself some new dock for spring next year. Be ready. It'll be here before you know it. Winter goes by fast, whether you believe it or not. So,
a couple of nights ago, we pulled up to a restaurant at the dock, got off, and I said, boy, this feels kind of spongy. And we walked up towards the platform to get off the dock. That's where it had the caution tape. They didn't put it on the lakeside.
Right.
I wasn't supposed to be on that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, rotten dock is something not fun to deal with. I tell you what, I've done a lot of years of cobbling it back together, and it just doesn't work for me anymore.
Do it right. Get it done.
Okay, so riots again in St. Louis. Mm. What, you know, where have we failed
college
as Americans, as parents, that we allow? I mean, I was watching young teenagers, right, maybe 20-year-old adults jumping on cop cars, and the cops were just kind of, I hope they can video, there was plenty of videotape, obviously, right? I hope they take these people and maximize the penalties on them when they catch them.
With their
enough
masks.
Is enough.
With their masks.
These ones weren't even wearing masks. Yeah, and
but I just wondering, why masks? Why do they even let these people wear masks in public?
That should be an automatic 2 years in jail if you're wearing masks in public like that. Because you know what? It tells everybody exactly what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Or intend to do.
Or intend to do. And if you're doing that, it's time to put you in jail and let you get a little of your own. You want to play thug and gangster? We're going to put you in prison and let you see what real thugs and gangsters can do to you, right? Yep. And what it will do to your employability later on. Because you know what? You don't get good jobs when you have felonies on your record.
That's
folks.
All right. But their gauging of the ears and their tats on their eyelids and everything, that's going to keep them from getting a job anyhow. So, you know.
it's just astounding me. And I'm glad the cops actually did some arresting and used the pepper spray and everything. You know what? Just give them a good beating. That's what they needed. They never got their beatings from their parents. Right?
I saw the guys with the cops with sticks and I thought, you're not using them.
Yeah, just amazing. I just start beating people when they act inappropriately.
When they start beating you, when they're throwing things at cops, hey, that's time to launch a counterattack. You know, I mean,
these cops were in full riot gear.
Yeah,
and for many of them to have injuries from rocks and bricks and bottles that were being thrown at them tells you there must have been a lot of bricks and rocks and bottles being launched for that many cops to get injured. Places like St. Louis, it's time to bring in the National Guard. And you know what? Make these people pay a penalty. And I don't care. It's got nothing to do with color. I mean, on Twitter, there are some people putting pictures up, and then they would call the people who put them up racist because they happen to be African-American or something else. Like, it's got nothing to do with color, folks. When you're breaking the law and violently beating people, destroying property, vandalizing, or anything else, that's when you got an issue. You know what I mean? Dan, we got a call?
Yeah, we got Jimmy on line one here. Let's bring him up. Okay, he got disconnected.
Jimmy's voice has changed. Jimmy, right, you need Jimmy to have that look back. At.
I know. We're working through this. It's a work in progress today, right?
Yeah, I mean, doing the stuff I do during the week, I've got that down. But, you know, if you only do Saturday every couple of years, I'm a moron.
We'll have this fixed
Jimmy,
about 1:59.
Yeah, if you've tried calling in, we're having some technical issues. So
I answered the phone on, like, three other phone calls. Fine. I think this might be Jimmy's fault.
anyways, what we want to do is...
blame Jimmy.
When in doubt, right?
Honestly, when it comes down to it, this is a failure on our parts as society. It's a failure on our parts as parents that we're allowing our children to do this. I mean, if I caught my son doing something like this, oh my gosh, I'd be the one in jail because I'd probably be beating him for doing that.
Remember the black woman in Baltimore grabbed her kid
and beat him on camera? Well, she didn't get in trouble for it, right?
No, she grabbed him away from that protest and everybody was proud of that.
Yeah, and she was a good mom. And frankly, parents out there in St. Louis and elsewhere around the country, if you know your children are doing this, or even your young adult
children. They're living in their basement. They don't know they're not there right now. They're 21, 20. They're college students.
How do you not know that your children are doing this? I mean, I'm not the greatest parent in the world, but I keep an eye on my kid. I know where he's at. I know what he's doing. I check on him.
And that's why he's not at the protest. Come on, you know?
It's exactly
you know, the
right.
problem is we sent him these colleges. I was just reading a friend of mine. She wrote this morning that she knew this great young woman, good Christian conservative, and ends up the kid goes to school and comes back. She's challenging her faith and she's basically going liberal.
Yeah. All right. So we got Jimmy back, Dan, I assume. Let's talk to Jimmy.
I'd let you talk to Jimmy, but this ain't Jimmy. This is Timmy.
Oh, Timmy. All right. Well, Timmy, go ahead.
Anyway, hey, some of the news excerpts I've been hearing about that St. Louis riot, which wasn't a protest, we all know this, was we the thinking, is that the mayor made a comment how wonderful it was that nobody was hurt, the citizens, but yet it's okay that police officers were hurt. And if you listen to the demeanor of the tone of her voice, it disgusts me 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cops aren't citizens, right?
Exactly.
They're disposable.
Yeah, that's an absolute travesty that any especially people on television. You know, doggone it, if you're a radio person, if you're a television person, if you're a media person of some sort, have a little responsibility for yourself and think about society as a whole. Because when you promote this violence, these aren't even protests. These are riots, plain and simple. I mean, you can look at the number of people out there. And you can see the ones that are there just to have fun or think they're having fun. You have the ones that are professional rioters. You have the ones that are just amping it up. And it's absolutely insane that we're allowing this to continue.
Hey, Tim, think of that in terms of what we were just talking about with the restraint of the police, that they didn't pull out the truncheons and start beating people. That reporter could have rephrased it differently and said something congratulatory to the police about their restraint in the face of the attacks they were taking. And that would basically make the police look good.
Oh, absolutely. You've got these liberal mayors or these progressive mayors that are telling these police chiefs, you better have these guys stand down and let these people slap you upside the head with a ball bat or something. This is absolutely ridiculous because it's taken us to a point where people don't know their country anymore and haven't for a few years.
Yeah, and you got to imagine if we allow let's take this progression out to where it would go if we don't put an end to it, right? How many years if we continued this under Barack or continued it under Hillary and did nothing to stop it? If we didn't have a Jeff Sessions as AG, if we didn't have Donald Trump in office right now, how far down the path of total chaos would we be in these first 6 months?
We have the 60s radicals who were in the protests in the 60s now teaching the kids, think Bill Ayers, thinking the kids in college and promoting this behavior.
Yeah. What else you got, Timmy?
Well, not only that, I mean, you've got the National Action Network, Al Sharpton, stupid group, and then you got Jesse Jackson, and whomever else is they're training coming on down the line. They probably need to be characterized as a domestic terrorist group, and they need to be shut down.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, great. Thanks for the comments, Tim. Appreciate it. Nice calling again. Love having your calls.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Dan, can we get in the second caller before the end of the break here?
We're getting pretty close, but we'll give it a shot here.
Okay. All right, who we got?
You got Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, there's Jimmy.
You might have to hang on through the break because it's coming up close, and we're a little off our kilter today, but what do you got?
Well, yeah, I had to try three phones to get through to you anyway. So.
Told you it was his fault.
Yeah, see? It's my fault, see? Anyway, Kid Rock protest, you know, it was very interesting. I watched it on YouTube, and you know, they have a very good point, the people, and there were some white people that showed up that agreed with them, and they were asked to leave. Because one guy had a Kid Rock T-shirt on. Now, what the gist of the protest was is that it wasn't so much that the property was given to the Illich family to develop.
All right, Jimmy, let's hold that thought, and I'm going to bring you over on the break. So we'll see you guys on the other side. Hang tight, Jimmy.
On the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. It was a violent night in St. Louis.
Protests had started peaceful, turning violent last night in the streets of St. Louis following the acquittal of Officer Jason Stockley, accused of the 2011 murder of Anthony Lamar Smith. Protesters clashing with police, stomping on cruisers, burning American flags, throwing bricks, even a gun recovered by the end of the night, which resulted in 32 arrests.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, more protests are planned for today. Police in Britain make an arrest they say is significant in relation to Friday's terror bombing on a London subway train, but, says one official, it could have been a lot worse.
There is no doubt that this was a serious IED, and it was good fortune that it did so little damage, in fact, although we are, of course, sympathetic to all the people who did get affected by it.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd, dozens were injured. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Are you a lawyer, Steve?
No, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir, I'm trying to...
Are you a doctor, Steve?
No, sir.
Yes?
Sir, can I continue?
What do you do, Steve?
I'm a plumber.
A plumber for Rourke Plumbing.
Did you say Rourke Plumbing? The plumber that puts customer satisfaction first? The plumber that guarantees the price before they start? The plumber that gives you a full year guarantee? All right, you can come in.
If you're looking for fast and dependable service at a guaranteed price, call Rourke Plumbing. They'll check out the problems and tell you what it'll cost before they start the job.
So, Mr. Feister, what do you do for a living? Are you a doctor?
No, I sit on the Supreme Court.
Oh, I thought you were wearing a bathrobe.
Well, I am.
Call Rourke Plumbing, 734-665-6369 or RourkePlumbing.com, RORKPlumbing.com.
It's finally here, the atmosphere you've been looking for to relax and celebrate with family and friends and meet new friends, too. It's Wines on Main in downtown Chelsea, right next door to the Mule Skinner Boot Shop. Select wine from their hand-picked wine list, showcasing boutique wines made at small family vineyards from all over the world. Enjoy a wine tasting at their welcoming wine bar, then take home a selection of wine and accessories for gifts and upcoming events throughout the season. Shop for artwork from local artisans, paintings, pottery, glassware, paper crafts, and metal art. Get that special woman in your life, a wine clutch and handmade bottle stopper, or a wooden bar set and deck of vintage playing cards for that guy you adore. If you can't decide, how about a gift certificate for the perfect choice? Join their Wines on Main Wine Club to get VIP specials and invites to upcoming events. It's new. It's what you've been looking for. The new wine bar and gift shop, Wines on Main, right next door to the Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea. See you soon. Cheers.
Get ready to roll. It's Fire Keepers Bankroll Giveaway, Saturday, September 30th. 13 winners will share up to $170,000 in cash and prizes with a guaranteed grand prize of $25,000 cash and a chance to roll your way to 50K. Every 2 hours starting at 2 p.m., three players will each win $5,000 in Red Hot credits, then roll to win even more, up to $5,000 cash. And at 10 p.m., it's the grand prize, $25,000 cash guaranteed with a chance to win an additional $25,000. Earn entries every day for the Bankroll Giveaway on September 30th. That's excitement you can bank on. Fire Keepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Get ready, get set, get your Vegas on. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. FireKeepersCasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, thanks for joining us to Catch Our Drift. Yeah.
And thanks to Dan for filling in today.
Yes,
God bless
Dan.
Him. He's working hard over there trying to remember how to do all those things that get so complicated.
The hardest working man in radio.
I always say I want to come in on Not My Show and learn to do that over there because it would be kind of fun, I think.
Well, during the week, I pot up, which is, you push up the knob and you talk for 2 minutes and then you shut up.
Right.
Every half hour.
Yeah. Now, I listen to you every morning, Dan, so.
So you know what I sound like before I've had my coffee at 6:03?
Yes.
My voice at 6:03 sounds like this.
Yeah. And I like it when your computer freezes up and you can't give me my traffic.
That's yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I kind of hate it when he misses that traffic jam on 94 eastbound that I'm in.
No, it's always westbound. Every morning you've got westbound 94, your typical backups, Michigan Avenue between Ypsilanti and Saline. You've got the backup on 23 that's been ongoing because of Whitmore Lake. And so it's like, man, I ought to just record that.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, what Jimmy. We do is talk about the news of the week on the Drift Radio Show. And let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Burroughs Roadhouse in West Brighton, 5311 Brighton Road. You can reach them, 810-227-6000. Starting in October, they're going to have dinner and dueling piano packages. Which will be a lot of fun.
That does sound good.
It is a great atmosphere, one of the best, I think. It's certainly a destination restaurant. And then tonight, which is Saturday, they have happy hour from 11 to 6. So that's a long happy hour, right? And then there's entertainment in the lounge at 8 p.m., 50 cent wings all day, which is a bargain. And here's my favorite, the $5 martinis tonight. So Saturdays, Burroughs, a good place. I think I'm actually going to go up there. So you might run into Gary at Burroughs. Ask for me when you get there, and maybe you'll see me. And you can come yell at me and tell me I'm a racist and a conservative and a complete whatever you want to call me. But if you go to thecurrentonline.com, there's also some coupons there. So check it out, CourantOnline.com, Burroughs, 810-227-6000. Okay, so let's go back to Jimmy, who I think is line two.
Jimmy's just waiting for you, ready to go.
Okay, Jimmy, you there?
Hello?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hello?
Okay, we're there. I didn't know if I had to hear that noise.
Yeah.
Now, I kept you ready to rock. You were solid.
Yeah. Okay, well, what I saw in this, these people had a very valid argument. This property was given to Illich and Quicken Loans to develop. It was owned by the city of Detroit. It was falling apart. It was garbage. It was not making any money. And they gave them a tax break for a few years after they gave it. Nobody's complaining about that. But they also gave them money to help them in the construction. And that's what the people...
Jimmy, you're breaking up on us. I think we're going to have you call back in. Are you there? Okay. Dan, I think we've lost Jimmy. Jimmy, call in, get a better line, and we'll move on. Okay. So anyways...
We know the direction he was going, right?
Yes.
Protests of Kid Rock because of the Confederate imagery?
Yeah, which I think is bunk, frankly, because I would have swore that he had given up using the Confederate flag years ago, and maybe he brought it back.
He did. He gave it up, and he brought it back, and I think it's a dumb thing for somebody who's running for senator from the state of Michigan. Hold on. Who has, you know, he's going to call in. Joe has pointed out to us you got to get at least 30% of the Detroit metropolitan area, which is primarily urban.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the code for black.
So frankly, I don't even want to go into the discussion of Kid Rock, and it's not that I wouldn't support him if he did run. Until you file, shut up.
Well, that's
all I'm going to say, Kid Rock. I don't want to see any more tweets until you file. Otherwise, just shut up.
But we were talking about the protests.
I know. So if he wants to bring – and I think, frankly, he only brought up the Confederate flag again because of all the crap that the liberals put up saying tear down the monuments, tear down Confederacy, whatever. He probably never would have brought it up again, but I think he's one of those guys that's like, you're going to make a fuss about it? Let me tell you how I'm going to make a fuss about it, right? But needless to say, I don't want to get into the discussion of Kid Rock running because you know what? He's sucking the air out of the room. Leave it alone. If you're serious, run and file. If not, shut up and sit down because you're not serious. We have a good candidate right now in the Republican Party, Justice, Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice, former Chief Justice, Bob Young. And knowing that, let's bring Joe on line one. Joe from Wyandotte, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, there's like three items of new news in the U.S. Senate race. And like
Joe, we only got so much airtime.
You guys know I have a Facebook page, Thanks a Lot, Debbie, to help retire Debbie. And I've banned any future talk of Kid Rock until he officially files too, because of exactly what you said. He's sucking the oxygen out of the room of real contenders and serious people we need to be talking about, while Kid Rock is not being serious. He can do some good, but he needs to be a little bit more serious about it. But the three items is, first, Sandy Pinsler, a Grosse Pointe businessman, apparently announced he's going to go up to the Republican conference in Mackinac and float the idea of him running for U.S. Senate. And nobody really knows all that much about him other than his money. And we don't really need another person in the race.
No, we don't. And that's why, Joe, and you know I'm like the biggest Kid Rock fan, right? Because I was asking him. I put my first feelers out to his people in February of 2015, not 16, 2015, and would love to see him run. But unless you're serious enough to actually file, shut up. You know, file and then talk about running for office. Don't give me any more of this bull. Chief Justice, former Chief Justice Bob Young, is the Republican candidate. And anyone who wants to try and compete with him right now should also just shut up and sit down. That's just me. I know it's a free country, but we have a great, great candidate. And what I was happy, Joe, and I know you were probably going to bring this up as point two, Lena Epstein thinking about dropping out of that Senate race and now running for Dave Trott's position. Is that what you were going to bring up?
That's exactly point two that I was going to bring up. And I want, I myself am encouraging her. I'm encouraging everyone else to encourage her. I publicly and have privately stated to her campaign that I will support her 100% for the Dave Trott seat over all comers if she will drop out. A newcomer to the House is fine. That is my general rule, though I do make exceptions, that somebody inexperienced like that and rough around the edges should go into the House, prove themselves, then if they're good, we move them to the Senate. I would make an exception for John James, but I want him to run in 2020 against Gary Peters. So there's that. I'm encouraging Lena to go for the Trott seat. What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. You know I'm not a Lena Epstein fan since the first time her name popped up here, right? But only because we have such a great Senate candidate. When, come on, legislatively speaking, there is no better qualified person, period, than former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, Bob Young Jr. There's no, people should just go, absolutely, whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat, I'm going to send a guy to Washington who's going to abide by the Constitution, who's going to do what is best for the country and for the Constitution. It's Bob Young. Period.
Yep, he's a proven conservative, a proven constitutionalist, a rule of law judge, former Chief Justice. He is infinitely and indisputably qualified. And the last thing was for Bob Young, he's got a great Facebook ad finally called Bowtie Bad Bleep.
Yeah.
And the bleep being the A word for hindsight. Wonderful sense of humor, lighter side, while delivering a serious message.
All right, so hang tight, Joe. I think we actually have that. Dan, are you able to play that track, the Bob Young thing?
Should be able to. Is that the first one that you had me pull up here?
That's the one I emailed you.
That's the one from Ed.
Joey, yeah. We were going to play this thinking when you called we were going to play this and get your opinion. I'd like to critique it a little bit.
I just started watching it on Facebook, but then I got interrupted about halfway through to let you in the door, of course. So where was your third point, Joe? You had a third one, or did we cover
that
all?
That was it.
That was it?
That
was,
is the third one, the bow tie ad.
Yeah. Okay, so
Joe, do you play political fantasy league like some people play football league?
That's probably not a bad idea, actually.
So is that the one with Pamela Sharkey or TheHill.com?
No, it's the one I emailed you that
says... you don't have it. It's all right. Well, if you can pull it up after the third break. We've got to go into a third break anyways. So when we come back, I'll let you work with Dan on that during the break. And we'll see you all on the other side. And see you in a few minutes. 734-822-1600.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Do
teens using drugs, what to know and what to do is a free ongoing two-part education series. The October 2017 series will be presented from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, October 3rd, which is part one, what to know, and Tuesday, October 10th, part two, which is what to do. Part one provides information on understanding substance abuse problems and recognizing signs that may indicate a young person is involved with alcohol or other drugs. Part two includes separate sessions for adults to learn what to do when adolescent substance abuse is suspected or identified, and for teens to explore their beliefs about and use of substances. Adults and teens also hear a talk by a young person in recovery from substance addiction. Programs are presented at the St. Joseph Mercy Hospital Education Center, 5305 Elliott Drive in Ypsilanti, in the exhibition room on the first floor. The series is free and open to the public. Parents, other family members, teens, students, and people who work with teens are all welcome, and families are encouraged to attend. For more information, call 734-485-8725 or visit dawnfarm.org. Do you know someone who is struggling with addiction? Do you need help educating your kids about the dangers of drug use? Narcanon has been educating parents and kids on the dangers of drug abuse and rehabilitating those struggling with drug addiction for over 50 years. If you or someone you know is struggling with drug addiction, call today for free information and referrals. That phone number is 877-959-0098. Again, 877-959-0098. For a free assessment and referrals.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Ed Bondarenka joining me in studio.
Hello.
Yeah, so anyways, you guys are scrambling around. Were you able to get what you had there?
Yes.
So, Dan, did we lose Joe? Is he gone?
No, I'm here.
Okay, Joe's still
there.
All right.
So. Oh, I see. Yeah, he
kept Ed away from the button. I'm still online.
Okay, good, good. All right, so...
we got the Bob Young audio here. So
okay, we're going to play
right
that.
Email address, so it's fire three.
Hey, I'm Bob Young. I served as Chief Justice of Michigan Supreme Court for three terms. The Constitution is my North Star. I'm running for the U.S. Senate because I'm fed up, I'm fired up, and ready to fight for American values and Michigan's future. I'm Bob Young, and I'm going to Washington to lay down the law. Let's do this.
Bob Young, bow tie, badass.
No. And just to clarify, we are playing that as an example. That is not a bought and purchased. That's just an example of what the thing is.
Yes.
In case there's rules.
It's strictly commentary on our part, which we're allowed to do. So there you go. We're not favoring.
This is not an endorsement.
I mean, everyone knows how I feel. I think that's
that's
I,
an endorsement.
So you were happy with that, Joe? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, absolutely. That is something that I've been saying for a long time. We have candidates who are often way too stiff and structured, and you got to show a little bit of a lighter side, and the bow tie badass image is just fantastic.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I always said bow ties are cool.
Bow ties can be cool. I'm only going to say some people can pull it off. Some people,
the 11th Doctor, can pull
it off. Some people cannot. Well, it is. It's a breath of fresh air, isn't it, Joe?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And just one last thing on the Kid Rock thing, because, again, I know we don't want to dwell on it, but we need a serious person. If anybody's gone to his shows, or you could see it on Facebook and YouTube, he's now talking about running for president at his shows. I mean, it's all hype. It's all marketing. He's just separating people from their money. We need somebody serious. He can do us some good by continuing to speak out against Stabenow. He said he would register people to vote. Some new anti-Stabenow voters would be great, but there is absolutely no evidence that he's kept his promise at any of these shows trying to register people to vote. So we need him to get serious. He can do some good. He should form the Kid Rock Pack and do us some good.
I agree 100%. All right. Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate the call.
All right. take care, my friends. Love you guys.
You too. Love you too. Bye. Well, speaking of fresh air, if you have not gotten your ducts cleaned,
that's good.
How do you like that segue?
That's
was
good.
That a good segue?
Good.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
Dalton Environmental Cleaning, 1-877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS. Dalton's, or you can go to daltonenvironmentalcleaning.com. They got a $25 off my antimicrobial treatment in the current, and you can pick up that coupon at currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com.
And just to clarify for folks who are listening, they might be doing something else. They don't clean your birds. They clean the ductwork.
Yeah, I was saying they're about ready to go south. Are we cleaning them up to go south? That doesn't make any
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, they're cleaning the ductwork.
Duct. Oh. Duct. Duct. D-U-C-T. I'm thinking, where's Dan going with that one? I'm like, what?
When Dan I was, and I were when thinking I was the same
a,
thing.
When I was a little kid, I was always so confused by duct tape.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, the, who and would the, tape a duck?
And then they came out with a brand of duct tape called duct tape.
Yeah. Right, right,
and I'm
yes.
like, ah, oh, now it's clever.
Yeah, that's probably the one I have in my, because it doesn't work very well, but I'm just saying.
It works like, great on everything but ductwork. Everybody knows that. It doesn't work on ductwork.
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of crazy. Well, let's kind of get into DACA. We have a few minutes left, and I wanted to talk about it because I think, you know, people, and this is what's driving me crazy. I liked Steve Gruber this week. I've grown to love Steve Gruber, our morning show here from 6 to 9 every day. And I think he was spot on, just like his little commercials, intros, I always say, spot on and accurate. He was talking about people who are kind of coming anti-Trump because of some of the DACA stuff and the stories that come out that he's ready to let the DACA kids stay and blah, blah, blah. And for me, you know, he said something about if we allow 800,000 DACA kids to stay, we take that off of the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
here was
that,
my
yeah.
thought. Immediately I went, what a great idea. You know, if we've got 15 to 20 million illegals in this country, and I'm assuming that's probably a fairly decent, accurate statement, right?
Yeah.
So if we've got 15 million, we'll go conservative, 15 million illegals. Let's stop immigration for 15 years, and then we'll do the green card process and let these people go. But let's stop the immigration, because we certainly don't need another.
And I believe he said all immigration, by the way.
Yeah. Did he say it?
Yeah. Because
I
had quite a shopping list.
Here's my
yeah.
thing. We've got millions of people without jobs in this country, right? Millions. And simple economics and simple math tells you, why are we bringing a million legal people into this country every year? And God knows how many illegals are coming in still. I mean, I think things have gotten tougher since Trump came into office. But we don't need any more people. There's a reason median incomes have, for the first time, jumped in the last mm-hmm. few months, right?
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But there's, I can tell you this, as a guy who grew up in the trades, right, helped put myself through college painting, and then I moved into drywalling, and I moved into carpentry, and I moved into roofing, and I got chased out of each one of those trades. There was a time in this country where a painter could make a living, mm-hmm. buy a house, raise a family. And here's a good, I think I've told this story before. I used to have a little painting company. And I would go to apartments, right, and sign a contract to paint their apartments for them. And I ended up, it was like $150, right, to paint a two-bedroom apartment back in the 80s. And when that reached a point of $90, I said, who's painting apartments for $90? You know, a two-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. They were bringing in illegals, and they were painting apartments for next to nothing. And I had to get out of the business.
Yeah.
You know, and that happened not just
because you were
with
paying
paint.
Taxes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The government ended up changing me out because I couldn't pay people as contractors. I mean, they wanted me to pay the full unemployment tax and everything else. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not going to do it anymore. So I literally laid off like 14 people. I was done. I wasn't going to do it anymore. But that has happened in every trade. So you can ask just about any tradesman, mm-hmm. whether it's carpentry, landscaping, drywall, brick and mortar, you name it. These trades are not making the money they used to make, these tradesmen, because of illegals and legals. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you keep bringing a million people in a year, these people are going to work cheaper than your domestic natives,
yep.
right? It's just that simple. So stop the immigration period, or at least cut it down to a small percentage, or in emergency cases like our military translators, those kind of guys need to get out of their countries after they've worked with us. That I can understand. But stop bringing a million. Folks, call your congressmen and your senators. Call Paul Ryan and say, enough is enough. let's not have any new people come into the country for a few years. Let's just stop, because until we're fully employed, everybody's back to work. You want to know why these kids are acting up in St. Louis? Because they don't have jobs. They can stay out all night and party and throw rocks and bottles.
Yeah.
You know, if they had a job to get up and go to in the morning, they probably wouldn't be doing that.
You know, the whole thing about DACA is it starts out with deferred. And that meant basically there's an activity that was supposed to be deferred, and the thing to be deferred was the deport.
Right. Yeah. And I've got a track that I don't know if Dan's going to be able to play it or not, but it shows the hypocrisy of the Democrats on the DACA issue. Dan, he's on the phone.
You're wanting the DACA one?
Yeah, if you can run it. And this shows you the total hypocrisy of
people who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
Wow.
The president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless. What? When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
A biometric-based employer verification system with tough enforcement and auditing is necessary to significantly diminish the job magnet that attracts illegal aliens to the United States.
They may have known no other country but ours and have voluntarily registered themselves.
All illegal aliens present in the United States on the date of enactment of our bill must quickly register their presence with the United States government or face imminent deportation.
But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
With respect to the notion that I can just suspend.
Okay. All right. So I'm confused. Dan's giving me the signals and whatnot. So, all right. Anyways, you get the gist of it.
So that was
right?
Chuck Schumer, both sides of the fence, right?
Two-faced Chuck, right? Yeah. He's talking
He's a politician. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Every one of them is horrible.
Yeah, a prime example of it. And Hillary, the same at the end there, the same way. You know, listen, I'm not an inconsiderate and unfeeling human being. I know there are some kids that, and you know what? Let's take the best and brightest and we'll make exceptions. But I think Trump is doing a great job right now of getting rid of the illegal aliens who are bad, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news
you need to know.
See you next week.
Ready to roll. It's Fire Keepers Bankroll Giveaway, Saturday, September 30th. 13 winners will share up to $170,000 in cash and prizes, with a guaranteed grand prize of $25,000 cash and a chance to roll your way to 50K. Every 2 hours starting at 2 p.m., three players will each win $5,000 in Red Hot credits, then roll to win even more, up to $5,000 cash. And at 10 p.m., it's the grand prize, $25,000 cash guaranteed, with a chance to win an additional $25,000. Earn entries every day for the Bankroll Giveaway on September 30th. That's excitement you can bank on. Fire Keepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Get ready, get set, get your Vegas on. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. FireKeepersCasino.com. Management reserves all rights.